Hello, and welcome to the question and answer session as a bonus as part of your quiet reset session. So, as I said, I'm a nurse. I have been working in rural Queensland for the best part of 20 years around that. And there are lots of things that I talk about often, I hear people curious about in the bush. And so I thought I'd just include this quick question and answer session to hopefully provide a little bit more understanding for yourself about how rural caring people can empower themselves to learn more. So first question is, I know there's a lot of talk about burnout, and that's not exclusive to rural Australia. Just in general, post-COVID, I think there's been a lot more talk about that. So what is burnout? Burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion. All of those things together, caused by a large amount or an extended period of stress. And it's kind of what we all feel sometimes, all of those things to feel, overwhelmed, a bit drained. But it actually gets to a pointy end where you actually just can't meet your constant demands. And I think in the bush, we're pretty used to just rolling into that next disaster. And we've kind of gotten that way because we had to be. You hear all the people in the bush are resilient, and they are. They absolutely are. But it's only because they know how to navigate and negotiate their resources. So people are telling me that they are aware of what burnout is, but they're really looking for ways they can look after themselves. So I think that's a good thing. And I think it's also really great that people are looking for that information. So in one of the other bonuses, I've just drafted up a quick list of suggestions. Not all of them will be for you, and that's okay. But if you take a look at those, some of them might help you understand possibly how you could avoid burnout, but also what you might be able to do to kind of manage your demands so you're not getting to that slippery slope of burnout. Question two, I think this is an interesting one. We often talk about mental health resources for our patients, clients, friends, family. And as I said, that awareness is there for people. But I think we are seeing more resources coming online and be available, which is great. But in a plug for the Quiet Reset, people are looking for ways to help themselves and stay well before it gets to a crisis, which is great. That's what we want to see. I'm always looking, always got my eyes open for things that are coming online for, who looks after the carers like yourselves in the bush. And yeah, the first one that springs to my mind is one is Sober in the Country. They're doing some really good things around alcohol and, minimizing the expectation that alcohol is part of every social event, because obviously alcohol intake affects our well-being, not only physically but also mentally and emotionally, and then obviously it can lead to addiction. Another thing that is happening, which is really cool, is a lady based in Dalby, Queensland, who it's called Are You Bogged, Mate? And she's Mary O'Brien is her name, and she does a lot of it's actually mostly targeted at men about raising mental health awareness. And actually, are you bogged, mate, is an analogy for getting people to think about, are they stuck? What's going on for them? So yeah, there's plenty of good things coming online. Just, do yourself a favor and take a look at what's around. It's pretty cool. Some people doing some really good work. The next question I often hear from people is about, is work-life balance real in the bush? And to be honest, when you're constantly on, I don't think work-life balance is actually relatable. Ways that you're constantly on is, you duck into the shop and someone wants to talk to you about work or the next committee event. It's just really tiring when you don't get to switch off. I think it's an interesting point that work and life kind of blends into one in rural areas. There's, fewer people, same amount or higher demands, and it sometimes is really hard to separate personal from professional life or volunteer life. So I think this remains a pressing question. I think it's sort of, I don't think it's as relevant in the bush because I think we need to work really hard on creating a life that we don't need to balance anything. We need to think, be living our life aligned with our values and there to be some synchronicity across that. But we still need boundaries, don't get me wrong about that. Something else that I talk about a lot is time. And I think that there's sort of two answers to this that I wanted to put in here. The first one is about what can I do to reduce stress with limited time and resources. So I think we need to think of health as being holistic, as a whole picture. So health isn't just our physical health, it's our mental, emotional, social health. And we need to, I guess, dollop in really quick and efficient ways to reduce our stress when we have that limited time to do it. So getting really clear about our responsibilities when we say no, again, a really hard thing to do and it takes practice. And again, shameless plug for the Quiet Reset is that this course is designed to fit into a busy schedule. Tops, it would take about an hour to listen to the videos, do the work, answer the questions, and that is, I think, time well spent because we can refocus on what's really important to us. And I think one last question that I again speak really often about is about that, compassion fatigue. Like I talked about who looks after the carer. It's really tricky to make sure that we're looking after ourselves. But, I don't need to tell you the oxygen mask analogy. We have to put our own oxygen mask on first before we look at anyone else's. And I think that's really important, particularly when it comes to living a life that's aligned with our own values. So I think we absolutely need to acknowledge that there is an emotional toll of being a caring person and that we need to be aware of that and look after ourselves first before we look after other people. So I think I'll wrap it up there. I hope this quiet reset question and answer has been useful. Feel free to follow us on Thrive. On Instagram, Facebook, or shoot us an email. You can find us at Thrive Rural. And I hope you have the best day. Bye.